Are we ready?
Yep.
All right, it is 9 a.m. and we are here for budget discussions with Coroner Beers. And with that, we'll turn it over to the coroner.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Am I audible on the second here? So I haven't changed anything in my budget. I've kept it the same this year, for 2026. The only thing I've basically requested is technically an enhancement. It would be a pay increase for two steps for one of my deputy coroners to bring her up to step, I believe, four. I believe she deserves it.
Okay. Can I ask you what your current number of staff are?
Total, to include myself?
Yeah.
Five.
And then they're all on call, right?
Well,
with the exception of you.
Yes, all are on call, and one is actually, I guess it would be on call, but I only budget, I think it's $400 a year for her pay wage, not for her stipend, but so that way she can only go out to basically $400 worth of calls.
So we're not changing your anything that would impact your benefits for any staff?
No,
with your changing budget?
None of them have any.
Okay, so one of the things I wanted to do is, in terms of conferences, did you have, instead of just doing a dollar amount, like, do you know the number of conferences that you need to attend in the year?
Oh, that I'm required to attend?
Yeah.
Well, I'm required to attend, well, at this point, I believe it's 24 hours of biannual training, so I would have to attend at least that many hours every 2 years. That's what I'm required to attend. But so long as it's, at this point, ABMDI certified, I can do that like online, so I don't have to go somewhere.
Okay. So you're not thinking there's going to be any change to that line?
Oh, to my education budget?
Yeah.
No. I don't know if you noticed that the I've exceeded that one and a couple others.
Yeah.
So there was an education class that came up as a fire fatality investigation class that we really don't get many of. Basically, in my 8 years, other than going to like the federal fire investigation in Baltimore, there hadn't been any other fire fatality investigation trainings that I was aware of. And so this one here was just a 3-day class. And so we attended that. Now, I've exceeded my budget by a little bit because our annual International Association of Coroners and Medical Examiners conference is in July, so I've started booking that trip, mm-hmm. like airfare and stuff. That will all be reimbursed by the state.
Okay.
So we will get money back in that line item. Usually it's just a kind of a placeholder for us that, education and per diem.
What about tools and software technology, no changes there?
No, I don't have like a software technology line item. I've got small assets and then like miscellaneous expenses.
And confirming you don't need any capital improvement projects. We're just, that place is just a holder. We're not changing anything. That the room that has the little table in there,
we're not
doing anything with it.
No.
Okay. Do you anticipate any changes in the costs associated with Spokane? Are you given a little bit of a cushion for that?
Well, not really, no. I was going just kind of status quo as far as, because I have asked periodically if they expect or anticipate an increase in autopsy costs, and so far I haven't gotten anything. But when they did do it, a number of years ago, and it's probably been about 5 years, they did it almost mid-budget year for us. So, I mean,
you just don't have any feedback yet.
I don't, and
but
it's been the same. So
it has been the same. How's been our number of autopsies been more or less of what you expect, online with what you expect, or one or two more than you expect?
Online,
okay.
With what I expect. I mean, usually we're about 15 autopsies, and I budget for 18,
okay.
Or a little over 18.
Okay.
So I think we're.
So you have.
We still have a three autopsy buffer.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
When somebody gets hit, like by a car or something, obviously killed by her.
Presentations available. I don't see.
In your budget folder, are you looking at the FY26, and then in Munis, you pull up his budget. Is that what you mean?
Oh, I thought they were in Drive.
I can make a paper copy for you, Brian.
That'd be great. Thanks. Right. Yeah, I thought we had all this sitting in the Drive, but apparently not.
It should be in Munis in the next year budget entry.
You're just easy.
Yeah, it's only.
Yeah, it's a good. It's a good.
It did leave
department to break
a bucket for.
Yeah,
I just always wonder when other people are in control of that little piece of your budget, is like the autopsies. If
right.
that were to change,
mm-hmm.
that one's a hard one. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the whole thing is kind of difficult. So you can't anticipate death, but. So, for example, like my small assets, you know, I didn't think last year when we had the new building, you know, I typically would use either a small HP printer that I bought, you know, that the technology bought for me, but then now I don't have access to, like, the prosecutor's printer, so I had to buy a brand new Canon printer, like, almost $740 a whack, so that wasn't something that I was anticipating to have to purchase.
Yeah.
And then this year we also had my body pouch distributor ended up doing a really good sale on black body bags for us. So they were $60 a bag instead of like anywhere from 80 to 100. So I'm not buying, you know, like almost $2,000 worth of body pouches because it was on sale and we haven't had that kind of deal in years. So.
Okay. Any questions for y'all to? And so it's accurate for me to keep telling people that even if Kootenai County opened up an autopsy ability,
Sweet.
We are not at this time making any decision to change because currently you're satisfied with what we're doing in Spokane.
Right.
And unless and until your opinion on their service changes, that's where we're staying consistently. Because that question actually comes up a lot.
Yeah.
And another, I came over there looking for you because actually, another county reached out to say, are you going to open that and offer? Because they were looking at how to find that pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
To be, and I said, I believe we are holding steady with what we are until
yeah.
you tell me otherwise.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. There was an email that we just got from Ada County. It was last week or the week before. And I didn't respond. But and that's something that maybe I can talk with you guys about a little bit further. They were looking for, not Ada County. There was an entity that had reached out to them, and I don't know who it was, but it was a private pathology business,
mm-hmm.
and they were looking for funeral homes or places where they could perform private autopsies for families that would request them that fall outside the coroner's jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, though, that could be an avenue of revenue for us. So even though it would not be a coroner's case, there are times when families would request private autopsies, and so if we wanted to earn a little bit of revenue from the use of our facility, we could do that, and it wouldn't be our case. We'd just be opening up the suite to them in the cooler.
Okay.
So, but that's something that you guys could think about.
I think that's something that we should think about, or because
sure.
we built
yeah.
it and we're paying on it, and
mm-hmm.
that would help to.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a future one.
Yeah, something to put.
Help families and help offset costs.
Sure. Yeah.
Talked about the A. There's nothing you can foresee that you believe is going to become a cost increase for the coming year?
No. The biggest thing for me is autopsies, just because that is the, you know, that's the big thing I spend money on.
You don't have the feedback, so.
Yeah. No.
I just worry, which you're not in control of, but the day when they say we're closing it down because they need it more than we you know, outsourcing it, that day is
yeah.
coming, and whenever that day comes. Mm-hmm. And that's also why what you just suggested would be worth kind of being prepared for, mm-hmm. which
right.
we have to continue until we can't, but not mm-hmm. knowing is...
Right. The big thing for us, at least at our location now, is we have the suite. So you could actually do the physical autopsy there, but we don't have an x-ray machine, of course. We don't intend on buying one. But if, you know, there were some way for us to maybe get access to a portable or maybe even take in a person in a body pouch to the hospital, getting them x-rayed for a pathologist, that kind of thing. But again, that's kind of in the future. So, you know, but again, if they're just doing like a private autopsy, if it's just a medical autopsy, you know, they may not need an x-ray machine.
So. I think, though, that what you're talking about, I think it's a good time to develop what is a five-year plan
sure.
kind of plan, because mm-hmm,
right.
if there's an opportunity to rent that facility out and start doing that investment in that that building, mm-hmm. even if it's, let's look at what does the x-ray, and you develop that account that allows you to save for that item, and then mm-hmm. it's there, and then if we were able to outsource that building to mm-hmm. a traveling pathology group
right.
and then earn income on that, so that when we needed to change quickly, we will have mm-hmm. also developed a relationship with a pathologist
right.
that was used to coming to mm-hmm. our area, that
yeah.
then we could potentially end up brokering a better deal for the county for. So
yeah.
we could use it as a future investment opportunity in where we're going as a county.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could see even somebody, you know, like Boundary and whatnot, being able to benefit from that.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time to do that, since we don't know when Spokane is going to change.
Yeah, and I think it's a win-win, just because, again, we're collecting a little bit of money. Kootenai County has just kind of got their architectural drawings up and going for their remodel. But there's no, at least as far as I know, I haven't been told like if or when they are going to do some groundbreaking for that. So at the very least, we've got ourselves in a pretty good position. And if we were to open up to private autopsies initially, again, that's not something that the coroner's office that I have to worry about, mm-hmm. other than maybe getting them a key so they can get in and use the facility. And then they would have to work the funeral home to get the
yeah.
here and that kind of thing.
And we could work even with the hospitals and the local funeral places to coordinate, kind of
yeah.
develop
oh, no.
a
right.
system within our own community versus there's reasons to want to go to Kootenai County, but I think also it's not as busy. I drove down there twice
oh.
in 1 week last mm-hmm. week, and that feels like it takes hours to get anywhere.
Yeah, once you get down to Hayden,
so.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of questions. Bob, on education, small assets,
yes.
and miscellaneous, you're over this current year
correct.
More than last year. I know that Commissioner Williams talked about the education already.
Yes.
But since you're cutting $25,000 out of your budget, or appears from your original budget, you're really hyper-tight. I mean, miscellaneous might be the most valuable one for you to not cut hyper-tight on, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So it looks like we're doing the 25 cut because we saved that from last year for the sink.
Okay.
And so that would be typical. So we're like what Asia was saying, it's status quo at this point for autopsies. Now I did go over just so you're aware, Mike, on the small assets, because I had to purchase a Canon printer that I wasn't anticipating for the new building, and the other thing was that I had. A great deal on black body pouches, so they go. They're typically like anywhere from $80 to $100 each, and that's what we use for you know certain types of cases.
You should have let us in on the group buy or something like that.
But well, that's the thing is I was able to get
everybody buy your own bag and bring it to the
club. Right. Yeah. So they dropped it from $80 to $100 to $60. So I ended up getting, and I hadn't seen a deal like that since I've been coroner. And then get them free from the Panhandle Health District, and right now they're not giving them out. So,
$100
yeah.
Right.
So,
I tried.
Yeah, I've been out of them for a while because I've just been holding off on buying them because they're so expensive.
Okay. Anything
That's
further?
Right. No, thank
you.
Okay.
All right,
guys.
All right, it is.
Thank you very much.
Nothing further from the clerk. All right, it's 9:40 or HR. Anything? No comments? All right. He just leaves. It's 9:15 and the meeting is adjourned. Tell me when we're off the record.